بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. One great alim says, when I commence the day, I recite these 3-4 verses. One verse is, إِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِذُرٍ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُمْ وَإِنْ يُرِدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَادَّ لِفَضْلِهِ. If Allah Ta'ala wishes to inflict any harm, nobody can turn it away. And if He wishes for some good with you, then nobody can turn this away as well. The second verse that I recite, مَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. Allah Ta'ala has taken responsibility for the provision, for the sustenance of every creature. The third verse, مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةٍ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا وَمَا يُمْسِكْ فَلَا مُرْسِلَ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ. If Allah Ta'ala wants to open a door of mercy for anybody, then nobody can hold it back. And if He wants to close the door of mercy for anybody, then nobody can open it. So He says that I recite this verse when I start off the day, then I'm not concerned as to what happens to me thereafter. I'm totally convinced that what is my nasib and what is my share for the day I will receive, nobody can take it away. And what is not meant for me, then nobody can grant it to me. So when I recite these verses and I think deeply over these verses, then I'm not concerned. The whole day passes on very, very smoothly, very easily. So Allah Ta'ala wants to see the same, that our nazar, our sight, is it focused towards people or is it focused towards Him? The more our eyes and our sight gets entangled in people, in things, then Allah Ta'ala makes it appear to us that this is a total failure. What you are, what you have absorbed your sight in, is a farce, it is a front, it is a failure. And Allah Ta'ala discreetly conveys this message to us. When we don't take heed to these discreet messages of Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala makes it an open reality. Initially it comes as a discreet message that listen to me, this is a farce. Listen to me, this is a failure. And it's not going to work out. No matter what you try and what you think of, it's not going to work out for you. So don't plant your trust and your hopes in these things. Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Ali once explained one person that was going for Hajj, says to him that, you see, in this safar, there is always some dispute, there is some misunderstanding. Sometimes it's napkin friends, childhood friends, they lived with each other for 40, 50 years, but when they embark on the safar, then there is a fight, there is a dispute. And sometimes it is between the ustad and the student. Sometimes it is the father and the son. Sometimes it is the wife and the husband. Sometimes even to the extent the peer and the murid, there will be a fight, there will be a dispute. So you are going out and you are intending this safar, there's going to be this problem all the time. Now, I want to show you the root for this dispute. What is the very root? What is the essence for this dispute? The essence of this dispute is that you have some hope with the other. The wife has some type of hope with the husband. The husband has some type of hope with the wife. and the friend with the friend, the father with the son with the father, the teacher with the student with the teacher. So each one has a hope with the other that I will see him right and he will see me right. I will see him right and he will see me right. I carried your luggage, now you must carry my luggage. I did this for you, so you must do this for me. And then when it doesn't turn out like how you had planned, then you come up in arms, you are all in turmoil. Okay, when it was his need, then I was quick there for him. And then when it is now my need, so he doesn't even look towards me. He is disconcerned, he disregards me entirely. So this is where the whole fight and the dispute starts off from. So the simple thing is that don't have your hopes planted in anybody. If you can, you are in a position, you help the person, all right, very good, but with no expectation, no expectation. I don't have any expectation from the person that this person is going to do me this type of good. You have that, you go in that way, then it will work out for you. But if you don't have that, then obviously it's going to be turning out to be bitter, it's going to turn out to be unpleasant. It's not going to be so savory like you had imagined it to be. So this is the very essence, the very root, the very core of all this trouble, all these problems. Haji Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, one person came up to him and told him, make dua for my wife. She is in a serious condition and I'm afraid of her life. She is the person that prepares my rotis for me, and if she goes, then what's going to happen to me? So make dua that she recovers. So that was the one dua that he requested. And the second dua that he requested was that this person has promised me that he will take me to Medina Munawwara. And now he seems to be turning away from this promise of his. He promised me that he's going to arrange my entire ticket and my entire transport to Medina Munawwara. Now he seems to be turned away from the promise that he had made to me. Look at Hadi Sahib Rahmatullah's reply. First, he gives a reply that outwardly it would seem amusing. So Hadi Sahib says, "By what a strange situation that one person is coming out of the prison and the other person is crying. One person is coming out of prison and you find another person is crying. Is it an occasion to cry or is it an occasion to rejoice?" In other words, his wife is coming out of this life, coming out of prison. So is it an occasion to cry or is it an occasion to rejoice? And the second answer that Hadi Sahib Rahmatullah gives him is, inshallah, and soon you will get out of this prison as well. So he came for something else and he got a khush khabri for himself. Got a khush khabri for himself. She's going to leave this prison, the precincts of the prison, and soon you will follow her as well. So you've got no problem now. And the third thing, Ali Sahib Rahmatullah told him, may Allah Ta'ala make it that you are not selfish. You want your wife for your own gharaz. You want her to endure. You want her to live and pull on. Why? For your rotis. So I asked him, "By, from your mother's womb, was she preparing all your rotis? That now you want her to continue and you feel that everything is dark if she dies." The second thing when he says, make dua that this person had promised that he'll arrange my transport right till Medina Munawwara, so Hadi Sahib Rahmatullah snapped and he got disappointed. And he says, don't talk about these type of shirk things to me. In other words, what was Hadi Sahib Rahmatullah was implying, that the way you are conducting yourself and you're carrying on, as though if he makes the arrangements for your transport, then only will you reach Medina Munawwara. And if he doesn't make the arrangements, that you won't reach Medina Munawwara. So you have planted your hope so deeply with this person as though he will make things work out for you. If he doesn't do it, then it won't work out. So this is a type of shirk. The decision is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in al-hukmu illa lillah. Allah ta'ala decides And Allah Ta'ala makes things work. Now your mind and your heart and your dependence is so deeply with this person. If he makes it work, then it will work. If he doesn't make it work, it won't work. So really, there's something wrong with your iman. There's something wrong with your faith. There's something wrong with your yaqeen. Your yaqeen is supposed to be in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةٍ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا وَمَا يُمْسِكْ فَلَا مُرْسِلَ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ. What door of mercy Allah Ta'ala opens, nobody can shut it down. And what Allah Ta'ala shuts down, nobody can open. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. He is most excellent, exalted in power. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. He is exalted in power. Sometimes he does it immediately, sometimes he does it with a delay, but he doesn't do it with a delay because he doesn't have the ability to do it, na'uzu billah, because he is most wise. He will do something, he will do it with a delay. Why? Because he is all wise. He knows that this must be done immediately and this must be done with a little bit of a delay. So the delay that is brought about is not because of inability, na'uzu billah, but because Allah Ta'ala is all wise. If he is exalted in power and he can do things in a flash of a moment, then he is also all wise. If he is all powerful, then he is all wise as well. That he will do some things immediately and some things will he do with a little bit of delay. Why he does it? Because he is all wise. He knows that this must be done with a little bit of delay and this must be done spontaneously. It must be done immediately. So you see these Buzurgan Deen and their teaching was full of yaqeen. See, yaqeen, your sight, your nazar must be in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. But the difference with their ta'lim and our ta'lim today is their ta'lim was a reality, it became a reality. It was something that they practiced and they passed on. It was something that they practiced, it was their behavior, it was their conduct, it was their person. And it is just on the lip, it is just on the tongue. Therefore, when these situations come about, then you see how we behave. If it didn't work out for us, something didn't work out, and it wasn't so savory for us, then you see there's a whole change in our whole attitude. The whole attitude changes. If something didn't work out at home, the wife's mood had turned, and see what happens to us. If the food wasn't right, or something didn't come like how we had expected it to come, and then see how the whole mood, the whole attitude changes. There are all those verses, مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةٍ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِدُرِّنْ. All those verses are forgotten, and our whole attitude takes a change. That means there is something wrong somewhere. So these verses must be read, not only read, it must be constantly read, and it must be reflected over that all the time. مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةٍ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا وَمَا يُمْسِكْ فَلَا مُرْسِلَ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ. إِيَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِدُرٍّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ وَيُرِدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَادَّ لِفَضْلِهِ. So this type of verses must be read all the time. It must become like a cornerstone in your heart, in your mind. Before you embark on the day, before you start off the day, then this must be the state of your mind. Sahib Rahman says that in 1 year he heard the type of damage that was caused to so many farms. One place he went through, they have the seeds and they have the workers, they have the employers, but there is absolutely no rain. You got all the resource, but you got no rain. It makes you think many a times that farmer, he has got the greatest opportunity to develop yaqeen. Because his sight is focused on the skies all the time. When is the rain coming? When is the rain coming? When is the rain coming? And he knows, his gut feeling is telling him that the rain is in the total, absolute control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether he is a believer or non-believer. But he knows in his mind, he knows in his heart that the rain is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what a magic that rain will do to that crop, he knows it. You try all substitutes, but of no avail. That substitute will not do the work of the rain. You will try one substitute, you will try something else to replace the rain, but what the rain can do, nothing can do. In India, many a times, when there is a delay in the rain, when there is some short spell of drought, then the Hindus also go up to the Muslims and say, please make dua for us, make dua for the rain. Being Hindus, being staunch in their religion, they will say also, yeh sulle pata nahi kaise hai, yeh thodi der mein khuda ko khush kar dete hain, aur phir barish aa jati hai. Muslims, they call them sullas. In India also they call them, here also they call them. We don't know what type, what grain of people these people are, that in a short while, they go out and they just make Allah Ta'ala happy and everything comes, everything works out. How they do it, Allah Pak knows. So he's got the greatest opportunity to develop yaqeen. That I know I've done everything, but until that rain doesn't come, nothing is going to work. That crop is not going to have that finish, and when it's not going to have that finish, it's not going to reach the market like how I needed it to reach. It's going to reach the market and it's going to be the solution for my problems if the man upstairs, if he's going to send that blessings down. So he's got so much of opportunity to build yaqeen. Then he says, then he went through a third district in Punjab and then he saw that first district that he went through, there is no rain, absolutely no rain. Second district he went through, then it was whole, the whole farm had been flooded. It's flooded now, that harvest all became useless because it was flooded, totally flooded and drowned. Third place he went, so the rain was right. It came at the right time, the harvest was right, everything was right. But all the workers were laid down with the flu. The last worker was laid down with the flu. Now they can't take the benefit of that harvest of theirs. One place, no rains. And the second place, there's an overflood. And the third place, there's everything. But the person that was supposed to be going around and harvesting, they all laid down the flu. So Allah Ta'ala really is teaching us yaqeen. He's showing us that whatever you will trust, whatever you will rely, whatever you will have that faith on, I will make it a failure. I'll prove it to you that that's a failure. It can't materialize. It can't work for you. It won't make things happen for you. You had that trust in the rain, then we held back the rains. You had the trust in the rains, we had overflooded your farms. You had the trust in the rain, that made everything work for you. Everything came right. But then those people that were meant to go and harvest the crop, they were laid down with the flu. So I want to show you that this is a total failure. So these things happen over and over again, over and over, just to show us that no, the controls are somewhere else. And what you need to do is focus on the controls, focus on the real controls. These things that we see are not real controls. They are just like empty boxes. You know, I had explained the other day that someone has got Smarties, you know. But he just got the box of the Smarties. When you open the box, he's got nothing. He's got that empty box of the Smarties. But inside that box, there's nothing. Right? So outwardly, you can see I've got so many boxes of Smarties, so many boxes I've got. But the real matloob in the Smarties is not the box, but the contents of it. Right? You have 101 boxes, that is not going to give you any satisfaction. Yes, you got the box, you got the appearance of Smarties, but real Smarties have you got? You haven't got anything smart at all. Nothing smart at all. You cannot say what a lot I got. And you cannot say I got something smart. Nothing you can say. Yes, you got the appearance of it, but the real thing that is smart, that what a lot, that is not there. So, this is what we are fighting over, and this is what our minds are all entangled in. It is just that appearance. Sometimes it is that appearance of the house, sometimes it's that business, sometimes it is that factory. So, this is just an appearance. It is just the surat. The real satisfaction is not inside. the real fulfillment is not inside. That fulfillment and that satisfaction is elsewhere. It's by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala proves it to us that this is a failure. In different ways, He proves it to you. He convinces you. He makes you believe that this person here, and you had your faith in him, you had your trust in him, and see now, it didn't work out. It didn't work out. Don't ever you plant your hope and your faith in him in the future. I'm showing it to you. I'm showing it to you in a nice way, in a very easy way. In the future, if you're going to do this, then it's going to be damaging for you. It's going to be problematic for you. So don't put your faith in that. One person is going to the marketplace and he's got some coins in his pocket, gold coins in the old days they used to use. So as he's passing the bazaar, his friend asks him, "Where are you going to?" "No, I'm going to the market today." "What happened?" "No, I'm going to buy some donkey." So the friend tells him, "But say inshallah." "Say, no, what's the need to say inshallah? I've got the money in the pocket, and I know the marketplace, and I know the animal that I want to purchase. It's there, the animal is there. I've got the money, and I know the place that I have to go to. So everything is known to me. So what's the need for saying inshallah?" "So by whatever it is, but say inshallah." No, he just refused. He won't just accept. Anyway, towards the evening, he comes back the same way. So the friend asks him, "Bhai, you wanted to buy the donkey. How's the donkey and all? You bought it after that." He said, "No." Now he says, "No, inshallah, I went to the marketplace. Inshallah, I had the money in my pocket. Inshallah, I saw the animal that I wanted to buy. Inshallah, I bidded for it. Inshallah, that bid came in my favor. Inshallah, then I put my hand in my pocket. Inshallah, I saw that my pocket was torn after that. All the money had gone." Now, where he is not supposed to using that inshallah everywhere and anywhere, he's putting inshallah. Where he was told that say inshallah, in other words, your dependence must be in him. لَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. That dependence, that confidence, that yaqeen must be in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he will make it happen, then will it happen. He doesn't make it happen, it won't happen. No matter what you try, what you think, what you do, he makes it happen, it will happen. And if he doesn't, then it can't happen. So, in this day and age, what has made life so complicated is the abundance of means. So many things, so many means. Behind one means is the other, and the third is the fourth. Behind the fourth is the fifth. You go to one small pharmacy, and the pharmacy will refer you to a doctor, then the doctor to a specialist, then the specialist to a hospital, and then when everything fails, then go to an amil, amil to an tawiz, and tawiz to amal, and one chakkar after the other, and non-ending, unending chakkar. Then everything failed, then they made napak amal. So for napak amal to come out, then you need one napak person to come, and get one sangoma, get one Hindu, and he'll get so one chakkar from one chakkar to another chakkar, and non-ending chakkar you go through. Circle, vicious circle, non-ending, unending. That simple way was to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't go so elaborate in your means. If you get so elaborate in your means, then you get entangled. Then you'll always shout and you'll always be perplexed. You'll always be in a state of confusion and anxiety. This thing didn't work, therefore I'm like this. This thing didn't work. That's why everything turned out ugly for me. When you see those people that play the stock market, they're always living on the edge. They look at the computer now, how it's now. Suddenly their hopes go very high, there's a cheer on their face. By the morning, everything is down again. Again, they're gloomy. By the evening now, it's coming a little bit right now. So there's a gloom, there's a happiness on their face. By the evening, everything has gone down again. Market is down again. So, as though that becomes their God, as though that becomes the controlling element in their lives. That is why Rasulullah warned the Sahaba Kiram. The ancient Arab custom was that they would feel that the stars, they make the maneuvers in the earth. They make the decisions in the earth. Right? So they feel that one star sets and the other star rises. No is a certain type of a star that is rising. Then another star that is correspondingly setting, you call it a buruj or baraj, whatever it is, right? So when this thing is rising, then you say, no, rain, you must get rain. This thing will bring rain. This thing here will bring rain. So initially it may have been that with the appearance of this star, around that time you see it's a rainy season perhaps. So this is not to mark the bringing of rain, no. But it is the rainy season. It comes around the rainy season. Like how you see the sun has risen, right? So when the sun has risen, you find certain features in the earth. Find shadows, shades, etc., all that happening, right? So this is not the creator. Allah Ta'ala makes it happen. And around that time, or you see a certain season, and a season and a certain type of fruit coming up. So that sun didn't bring about that fruit, no. Allah Ta'ala wanted that around this season, this fruit should become. But now, wrongfully, you begin to attribute that fruit to that sun, or to that season. So that's wrongful. So Rasulullah SAW warned the Sahaba Kiram that don't ever say, Mutirna bigno ikada, because of this star, and we've been blessed with rain. Don't say this. If you say this, then you will also be committing, and you will also be guilty of some shirk. So don't say this, that we have been blessed with rain because of this. That initially, perhaps, they didn't have that type of confidence in the star, but then constantly reading it and seeing it all the time, the yaqeen built up in that star, that that star brought the rain. So Rasulullah cautioned them, that don't say this type of words. If you're going to say this, then your yaqeen and your faith is going to grow in that star, that because of the star, the rain has come. And because of the star, the rain hasn't come, the rain has been withheld because of the star. So Rasulullah also cautioned them. So now this is the system of the world, that when we plant our faith, our confidence in anything, then Allah Ta'ala makes that to be a failure. That now you have a confidence in your child, in this person, in this thing here, in this factory, we'll show it to you, we'll prove it to you that this is a failure. Allah Ta'ala tawfiq nasib.